You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You better, you bet on radio.com and the radio.com app.
All right, you better, you bet's countdown to kick off hour number three, radio.com sports, the radio.com app, 670 The Score in Chicago, proudly presented by the Bet River Sportsbook, 50% profit boost on all bets. All you got to do, all NFL bets, all you got to do is log in to betrivers.com. So go and do that. Now, You Better You Bet is the first ever nightly sports betting podcast, weekdays 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the radio.com app. So if you like what you hear, please check us out during the week. Subscribe to the podcast. You can hear me, Nick Costos, and my weekday co-host, Ken Barkley, a.k.a. Lockie Lockerson. Again, 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern weekdays on the radio.com app. Every Sunday, I'm joined by the Afternoon Drive host of 670 The Score in Chicago, my guy, Danny Parkins, as we get you set to win money week 11 Sunday in the National Football League. Going to bring in John Jastrzemski of WFAN in just a moment here to go over today's games, including his Broncos on the road in Denver. But Danny, I want to get your take very quickly here, and we'll talk about this more as we move along, but this is a pretty important piece of information here. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting the Texans had a flu bug that hit the team this week. Was not COVID, so it was the flu bug, so this was not widely reported. Laremy Tunsil got the flu, their star left tackle, and is likely inactive today against the Patriots. Like, that's not good news for, like, me, someone who wanted to bet the Texans here. So, Patriots, a 1.5 or 2-point favorite. Laremy Tunsil, unlikely to be protecting the blind side of Deshaun Watson today.
Also not good for my over at 47.5, because the whole logic there was that the Patriots would be able to run the ball at will on the Texans, but that Deshaun Watson in catch-up mode would have time to pick apart everything other than Stephon Gilmore.
I still like that. I still like the over. I just don't like the Texans.
I mean, I don't now like the under, but I do think it makes it a little bit more difficult for Deshaun Watson. So I still have a point of line value there with 47.5 versus what 48.5 at most shops, including Bet Rivers. So I still like it. I just like it a little less when you take out he's the second best player on the Texans offense. That doesn't help the over.
If you like energy and you like knowledge, we've got the guest for you. Coming up right now on You Better You Bet, as he does each and every Sunday in this time slot, is our friend John Jastrzemski of WFAN in New York, one of the stars of WFAN in New York, the host of JJ After Dark, the host of Odds on Sports weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern on WFAN, a radio.com sports station. JJ, what's going on, brother? It's Nick and Danny here. Happy Week 11 NFL Sunday. How did Week 10 treat you and yours before we get into today's slate?
Fellas, it's always a pleasure. It was a solid week. I wouldn't say it was my best week of the year, but it was a winning week, and that's why I got a little hybrid going right now. I don't have the full-grown Ryan Fitzpatrick beard, which is probably a blessing for everybody, but I wasn't feeling the clean-shaven vibes. So hopefully there are some positive vibes, and that good energy you're talking about is coming your way with a whole lot of wins. I sure hope so, guys.
All right, JJ, you work in New York, but for people who don't know, you are a diehard Dolphins fan, and we've been on the air for 2 hours, and I don't think we've mentioned word one about this game. 75% of the gambling public are on your Miami Dolphins, who have won 5 straight, 3 with Tua as a starter. How do you handicap Dolphins in Denver?
Well, Danny, I hate the fact that now Miami, who's been this, like, under-the-radar type team, this cover machine, they're 7-2 against the number this year. Now they're kind of thrusted in a position where everybody is on them. You know, the national media is talking them up. People are talking about the Miami Dolphins as a team that can win the AFC East. And look, I don't love the fact that this line has skyrocketed all the way to 4.5 and 5 in some places. I saw that when I woke up about an hour ago. Now, I was lucky enough, guys, to hop on this line earlier in the week. I saw a -2.5 on Monday. I scooped it. I don't think you're going to see that again. I hate how public a side this has become. I saw that like 90% of the tickets on FanDuel are coming in on Miami. That is always the normal guaranteed kiss of death, if you will. Don't love it for the Dolphins today, but hey, they're hot. They're covering games left and right. Drew Lock has been terrible, so whether or not he plays, I'm not really that concerned. I'll say it's ugly. I don't love it, but why not? Dolphins win, Dolphins cover.
Yeah, Dolphins up to a four-point favorite over at Bet Rivers. The total continues to come down. No surprise here. At 45.5 right now, Dolphins minus 200 on the money line over at Bet Rivers, and the Broncos plus 170. Another game, JJ, that Danny and I have not discussed yet on the show today, probably because it's the Jets. But you are local in New York here, so I want to get your take on this game, and we'll talk about it a little later here. With the Jets sitting as a 9.5-point favorite, so it's gone back and forth all morning from 10 to 9.5, currently 9.5 over at Bet Rivers with a total of 47. 47.5, so it's actually taking money to the over here. Where are you at here with Anthony Lynn and the Chargers? Usually not a good bet as a huge favorite here, but against the Jets secondary that is absolutely terrible, and, you know, a Jets team that is obviously absolutely terrible.
Well, Nick, you nailed that. But then again, we're talking about Anthony Lynn and the Los Angeles Chargers. Can you ever feel good about laying 9.5 with the Chargers in any scenario? The answer is no. So, listen, Joe Flacco and the Jets made some plays 2 weeks ago against the New England Patriots. They got a couple of their wide receivers back. I don't think the Jets are going to win this game, but there's no way in the world, guys, I would feel comfortable laying 9.5 with a Charger team that has 2 wins on a year. That's a hard pass for me. If I'm taking this game, I'm taking the points in the New York Jets.
JJ, I think it's the most talked about game of the day. It's not the best game of the day, but what do you make of Saints and Falcons, a number that has just been all over the board with this Taysom Hill news?
You know, Danny, the scene in The Simpsons that starts the show when Bart Simpson's like writing on the chalkboard, I will not do such and such. I feel like this is the problem for me. I think I've vowed on your show and on multiple shows that I do that I'm done with the Atlanta Falcons. There's no way in the world I'm going to bet them again. Well, here we are, fellas. It is a football Sunday. And what am I about to do? I'm about to bet the Atlanta Falcons. I'm a little just surprised, quite frankly, with the way Sean Payton has handled this whole quarterback situation. I don't think he needed to say anything about the whole Taysom Hill news. You bring in Jameis Winston, who, by the way, you never know what you're going to get. Well, actually, you do. You know you're getting interceptions, but you might get 400 yards. You might get 3 touchdowns. You might get 0 touchdowns. It's the ultimate roller coaster, but you figure if you're bringing in Jameis Winston and you're paying him to be your backup quarterback, that therefore he would get the nod and he would get the start. I'm getting flashbacks to last year, and maybe you remember this sort of stuff when you're in knockout pools this late in the year. I remember I had New Orleans at home against the Atlanta Falcons, who were a bad football team for a good majority of last year. Atlanta won that game outright. Now this year, they've played a lot better since they fired Dan Quinn. I think the results back it up. I think if you look game in and game out, they've been far more competitive. I think Atlanta is going to cover this number today, boys. I think New Orleans is due for a clunker. I'm not in love with the fact that Taysom Hill is starting a quarterback. I'm scooping a 3.5, and I wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta won this game outright.
We know Marshawn Lattimore, Saint Star corner, out in this game as well. Could help Matt Ryan, Calvin Ridley, Julio Jones, and that Falcons passing attack. John Jastrzemski, our guest of WFAN in New York, with Nick Costos and Danny Parkins. You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff. Radio.com Sports, the Radio.com app, and 670 The Score in Chicago. JJ, what about this Packers-Colts game in Indianapolis? Danny and I are on the same side here, and I don't feel like we've played a lot of unders this year, given all the scoring in the National Football League. We both like the under in this game, though. Under 51 points. A lean in with me towards the Green Bay Packers, but I like the under here. Where are you at here with Indy as a short home favorite over the Packers with that aforementioned total of 51?
Well, fellas, I agree with you guys on the total. I think it's going under because we're talking about one of the premier defenses in the entire sport. Indianapolis's defense is not being talked about nearly as much as they should. They got players galore, whether it's DeForest Buckner, whether it's Darius Leonard, who's one of my favorite players in the entire league. The guy is an absolute stud. And Phillip Rivers is one of those guys that normally I don't feel comfortable backing. And I know a lot of people are going to look at this line. They're going to see Aaron Rodgers getting points, and they're going to say, wow, I got to pounce on this. I got to jump on this. I look at it the other way. I don't think this is a must game for Green Bay where they currently sit in the NFC North. They got a comfortable lead. Indianapolis in this dogfight with the Tennessee Titans, and we saw their defense last Thursday night put on a show. I think they're going to have a big effort. I think they're going to be able to run the football effectively, and they got to realize Jonathan Taylor is like the third best back on the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, let's be honest. When they put Hines in the game, he runs the ball better. When they put Wilkins in the game, he runs the ball better. I know Jonathan Taylor, high pick, coming out of Wisconsin. Keep his rear end on the bench, and I think you'll be better off. This is another guy I don't like backing, but I'm going to do it here. Phillip Rivers and the Colts, boys, decide. I'll ride with you guys on the under, but I'm also taking the Colts, laying the point and a half.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
JJ, I think this game is just great. It's probably two teams who can't win a Super Bowl, but are absolutely in the thick of things in the better of the two conferences, the AFC, a couple of 6-3 teams. How you handicapping Titans-Ravens?
Danny, that's a great game. And I think it's a very important game for both of those teams with the way they've been struggling. This game should be a revenge type of spot for the Baltimore Ravens. You remember what happened last year with Baltimore, divisional round. Tennessee was a double-digit underdog. And Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans won that game outright. Now, I know Lamar Jackson and the Ravens have struggled to throw the football. That's a concern. I'll tell you what's a bigger concern for me. That Tennessee Titan offensive line. Last year, they went into Baltimore with Jack Conklin and Taylor Lewan as their two offensive tackles. Well, both of those guys are gone now. Lewan is out for the year. Conklin is now a member of the Cleveland Browns. And I think Baltimore's defensive front is going to really wreak some havoc here in this football game. Now, I think a lot of people are going to see the performance of Lamar Jackson, and they're going to be afraid to lay the number. If I were playing this game, it's not one of my five picks of the week, but I think it's a bounce-back spot for the Baltimore Ravens. I'm going to lay the points.
Roger Saffold also out for the Titans on that offensive line. Ben Jones, their center, questionable after not practicing on Friday. JJ, we will get your five favorite picks in a moment here, but I do want to get your breakdown, and I'm not sure if this is one of your favorite picks or not, but let's spend a minute talking about Sunday Night Football out in the desert. Chiefs at the Raiders. Kansas City, a 7.5-point favorite, total in the high 50s, around 57. Danny and I both like the Chiefs. I'm teasing the Chiefs down on what I'm calling the Super Bowl one teaser, the Chiefs and the Packers. Where are you at here coming up Sunday Night Football?
Well, Mickey, this is one week, and we might as well call this a You Better, You Bet family play. You guys know I love the family. This is a family play right here. I love the Chiefs every which way. I'm teasing them down with you. I'm laying the number. Andy Reid off the bye, money. You got the Chiefs coming off that game they played at Arrowhead against the Raiders earlier in the year. And I was doing a little research early in the week. I don't have the number that's exact, so I apologize. I'm sure somebody can look it up for you and double check it for me. But I saw teams that are double digit dogs that win outright in a revenge spot. They're not covering like 70% of the time or something crazy. And Kansas City just has so many different weapons that should be able to expose a terrible, god-awful Raiders secondary. I think this is a money spot for Mahomes. He loves showing up in primetime. He loves putting on a show. This is a big, big win for the Kansas City Chiefs. Take them every which way.
So, JJ, which of your best five bets of the week have we not hit on so far?
Okay, Monday night, I'm all over Tampa Bay against the LA Rams. I think LA is one of those teams. They kind of zig and zag. I had them last week against Seattle, but now you put them on the East Coast against a top-notch defense. Brady got embarrassed in primetime a couple weeks ago, and I think Brady has lost two primetime games this year. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Chicago was a Thursday night game he lost.
And then get killed by the Saints. Yep.
Yeah, he's going to win, I think, this week. I'm confident in Tampa. I'm laying the points. I'll give you another one I like, and this is a team I know not a whole lot of people are comfortable and confident in betting. I like Philadelphia this week against the Cleveland Browns. I think Cleveland not having Myles Garrett, I think Cleveland's struggles to throw the football are problematic. And I've noticed with the Eagles under Doug Peterson, despite the knocks on Carson Wentz, despite the flaws and the problems with that team, when you put their backs up against the wall, they normally show up. I think this is one of those spots for the Eagles. Now, maybe it's because I'm here in New York and I got some of these delusional Giant fans telling me they're going to win the division. I'm kind of like getting sick and tired of hearing that. So maybe emotion is coming into play for me, fellas. But I think the Eagles are winning this game.
JJ, I like the Eagles as well to win today. So we are on the same page with that. Final question for you. On an NFL Sunday, a couple days away from Thanksgiving, we will extend this question to include desserts. We remove the proteins from the equation, so no turkey and ham. What is your favorite Thanksgiving-themed food dish that you will be enjoying while watching not one, not two, but three football games coming up on Thursday?
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm giving you guys two. I'm giving you part of the meal and I'm giving you dessert. Stuffing. My mom's stuffing is to die for. It's just as good as it gets, man. And it's something I only eat once a year. So the stuffing for me is an absolute must. And then the pumpkin pie. I mean, listen, you can't think of Thanksgiving unless you got that dessert. The Cowboys are in the second half. I'm trying to chase some points at like 5:30 yes, in a massive
exactly.
Food coma. Stuffing, pumpkin pie, Staten Island Thanksgiving. That's what we do.
I love it, man. Absolutely love it. The best part of that was obviously the like looking like placing halftime bets in the Cowboys Washington game, which
absolutely
will definitely be happening coming up on Thursday.
Well, can I just say, and this, I mean, like I've probably done a three team Thanksgiving Day parlay every year since they've added the night game on NFL Network. Like, we're all degenerates. We all do this. Have you guys looked ahead to the lines for the three games?
Because Danny, I have not. I can only imagine. Aside from Ravens, Steelers, the games stink.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, but they're all in the teaser window.
Houston, Detroit. What is Detroit favored by, like, 2.5 points?
One and a half. So you could tease Texans up to 7.5. Cowboys are favored 1.5 against Washington. So again, same thing. Tease Washington up to 7.5. And then Ravens Steelers. Steelers are a 2.5 point favorite. So
Hold
you
on
can
a
take
second. The Steelers are only favored by 2.5 in that game. Whoa.
Yes, sir. Whoa. -110 also. Yeah. Mm. But in theory, you could do a three team teaser with all three dogs, get all of them up through 3 and 7, and just be with the entirety of the gambling public on Thanksgiving, which I probably...
I'm in on that. Sign me up right now, boys. Sign me up right now.
Hey, listen.
When I saw that, I got so excited.
Well, Danny, the public will be teasing the Steelers through zero. We'll be on the other side of that teasing.
Well, I'll be on the Ravens. Yeah. Tell you that right now. That's right. Line's 2.5. Lock me in now, Ravens. We'll pumpkin pie, we'll wine, and we'll Ravens. Let's go.
Yes. Yeah, so what could be better on than Lamar Jackson and pumpkin pie on a Thanksgiving night? JJ, appreciate you, brother. Great job as always. Check him out, JJ After Dark, odds on sports on WFAN in New York, or radio.com sports station. And for the people in the tri-state area like me, JJ on SNY on television as well. JJ, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Stay safe. Have a great one. Good luck today. And we will talk to you next week here on You Better You Bet.
You got it, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving.